This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard 27365 News Cycle, and you're on it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? 24/7, 365 News Cycle, and you're on it. Canceling out Nancy. That's what we're seeing here. Nancy getting on the airplane. No, not for you. No plane for you, as we say. Donald Trump says no Air Force plane for you. Yep, flights have been canceled to Davos. So you're going to go to Brussels and then off to Egypt and then off to Afghanistan with a contingent. Well, including, I think, was Menendez one of them? I think maybe he was. And Mr. Puerto Rico. Isn't it interesting? Puerto Rico won. Oh, actually, for Pelosi, well, it would have been Hawaii during the taking a break in Hawaii. Then off to Davos to party. And then off to Egypt to go, you know, got to see those pyramids. Going to take all of our people with us. And then off to Afghanistan to be in the war zone, you know. Oh, we were in the war zone. We've been there. We're burnished by the war. You know, the 18-year-long war that's been going on. 18 years. It's amazing, isn't it? Yep, and no end in sight. And there won't be, because they'll never. This is a never-ending war zone. Time to get out. So, Nancy Pelosi shut down by the president, which I think is a wonderful thing. We're all excited about this on the president's side, I should say. Well, she's being disciplined. Now, I want to tell you, I know you probably, as I say this, Nancy needs discipline. And Donald, who's your daddy? He knows what to do. He's a daddy himself. Nancy, you need your daddy. So really, Donald is her daddy. Disciplining her. Now listen, I know you're conjuring up visions of Nancy Pelosi being disciplined. No, she's from San Francisco, of course. They do discipline a different sort of way in San Francisco, if you know what I mean. So who's your daddy? Donald Trump. I think she likes the abuse, quite frankly. And guess what? There's more to come. Guaranteed with Donald Trump. You want to cancel the State of the Union? Go right ahead. No planes for you. Now, it says, you know, she likes to fly. ungoverned aircraft back and forth to San Francisco, right? We know that. In fact, the first time she was speaker, she had her own little plane. You know, only her flying on this big Air Force plane. No carbon footprint for her, right? And now she wants to do this. She just thinks it's going to be the same thing. See, there's more to this plane thing than you realize. She had a huge plane that she would fly all the time back to San Francisco, her own plane, basically an Air Force plane, at her discretion. Because she was who she was. It was out of step with everybody else, and leaving, of course, a huge carbon footprint because it's a big aircraft. It was only little Nancy going back and forth to San Francisco, needing more discipline as usual. That was the first go-around. Now, it's a different president. Right? It's a different president. And he's taken... See, this is the underlying story to all this. They're on the buses. They're going to Andrews Air Force Base. And what they're going to do is they're going to get on the plane and they're going to fly off. The whole contingent. Well, he stops them about just 30 minutes shy of getting on the aircraft. Everybody's on the buses, they're cruising down the highway, and guess what? They get notified the president has shut down the aircraft. That's discipline. So my bigger question is, will Nancy Pelosi be allowed to use any Air Force aircraft to go back to see her friends in San Francisco for additional discipline? Get it? See, there's more to the story here, folks. It's not just that... It's tit for tat. Oh, no. It's greater. It's double tit for double tat. That's what's going on here. It's a bigger picture for Nancy. In other words, Nancy, remember all those people that were saying that you were enjoying government largesse by your own private Air Force aircraft? Being zoomed around all over the place? People were really concerned about your carbon footprint, yet you had no respect for... Nancy, you had no respect then for our carbon footprint you were leaving on our forehead. See, you were disciplining us, right? Mm-hmm. You had your foot on our heads, but the carbon footprint. So now Donald Trump says, who's your daddy? Is it resonating yet? It's a bigger picture. Here we go. This is one that we talked about earlier. That the Clinton investigation itself, the email probe is on ice during partial shutdown, judge says. Ah. Here we go. I like this. Right, don't you? The investigation into Clinton's emails. Judge can't work. Nor the Clintonistas that are working with the judge. They can't work, right? So we have the situation now where we got a whole bunch of thing. A whole bunch of things. We got Benghazi coming out. The people, all these different nonprofit legal organizations that are out there that are doing such great work where the government hasn't been able to do it because they've been compromised. You don't have a Department of Justice, so you have to rely upon the public sector to file lawsuits, which is not a bad idea, right? To get the information out and so on. Now we're starting to get some real traction in some areas because it's being made public. Some of the stuff with the emails we just found out, and we're talking about this last hour about Benghazi, where in Benghazi, we now have found out that there's, testimony that Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes has to give. Why isn't David Rhodes having to give testimony? Ben Rhodes' brother, who was president of CBS at the time. Bet you didn't know that one. We covered that wall to wall when that was going on at the time. We connected that dot in 2012. Just days after the Benghazi raid. Yeah, Ben Rhodes, who was national security advisor to Obama. His brother was David Rhodes. And David Rhodes, we believe, helped to fashion the narrative that it was only about a video for Benghazi. Now, Susan Rice, who had to go out, and she was the one who was picked to go out on the Sunday shows and tell the big lie about Benghazi, they have to give sworn testimony now into Benghazi. You see, some things will come to fruition. We have not forgotten those who died in Benghazi. We're finding out the truth drip by drip by drip. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All your news and information about what's going on in New California. New California. Okay, I'm not really certain I'm going to talk about this, but I will. This so-called Women's March. sorry, but I've got to write it down. I'm going to do it. And by the way, you know, Sunday Slam is coming up every Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Get your keystrokes ready because we take your emails. Paul at A21R.com. Paul at A21R.com is the email address. By the way, you'll be able to call in here. The next break at 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 for those of you who want to call in. That'll be in the next C block. Sorry. We're in the B block now. Nothing like the B block to be in. Women's March, bigotry, racial hatred. You know, you got it all when you got Louis Farrakhan, right? And Linda Sanstor. You know, it's one of the things that's starting to really happen, though, is we grind down, even with the non-mainstream media, is the fact that racial bigotry and animus can be spotted ubiquitously in certain areas of our country. And we endured massive amounts of racial animus and hatred and bigotry during the Obama era because that's all that this man was about. He was a hater of anything other than him, right? And played the race card as usual, like the Democrats always do, actually, with some high-speed stuff. You know, it's just the way he did things. And Louis Farrakhan has been an iconic racist for years. Everybody's known he's a racist bigot who hates white people, and Jews in particular, and says it, crackers, all of his crackers out there, right? And, you know, I've had to deal with his folks before. And they march in, they look all clean and shaven and everything, and they get that scowl on you, usually big man, of course, to try and intimidate and scare you. Well, you know, one time I had a little bit of a, not per se me, but I was with a group of people at a place in Northern California, which will be remaining nameless. But it was interesting because the meeting was a very, very good, productive meeting. And it was a meeting of activists, actually, of all different stripes. All different stripes. And there was consensus that was being built with everybody. I was part of the contingent of reporters that was there. I was covering it as Agenda 21 Radio. I was invited to cover it. Now, I had no real skin in the game of the topic that was being discussed. It was a community, small community. You can probably kind of guess it probably by the time I get done here. And everybody was reaching consensus. It was I was really amazed because you had some politicians, you had some political activists, you had some racists that were just racist, and then you know you had conservatives, you had middle of the roaders, you had people just walked in off the street. What is this all about? But it was a concern for the community, and it was interesting because you started to see people kind of reach across the aisle, so to speak, and they're coming to consensus. And it was like, wow, I'm sitting there thinking, in this community. Now, listen, I'm not going to name the community, but I'm telling you, it's stunning what was going on. And so here's a community thing. There's probably about 100 and some people in the room. And they were serious about this particular situation. And it was really neat to see a small California community come to consensus. And there was legitimate stuff going on there that was impacting politicians and decision makers who were there, and it was significant. And then all of a sudden, this is no joke, the doors open, double swinging doors, you can imagine, it's like a school facility. In fact, it was a school. The doors open up, and in walk, well, Louis Farrakhan's people, Nation of Islam, about a dozen of them, walking in suits, and boy, did they have an impact. And immediately certain other activists clammed up. They wanted no part of the conversation now because guess what? Louis Farrakhan and his folks are there. It was all by design These people came in. They came in from O-Town. That's called Oakland around here. And boy, the dynamics changed radically. And everything started to unravel in the meeting. Everything. But it was interesting, the meeting ended. Because the people that were in charge of this meeting, and I'll use the right and left comparison, who were on polar opposites, they saw what was going on. They called it. They called the meeting, and that was it. So the meeting stood with what was the agreements of everybody that was there. And there was no influence by Farrakhan and his folks. Now, he wasn't there, but his people were. It was a stunt, and they came in a timed fashion, in my opinion. I was reporting on this. They came in a timed fashion to try and disrupt anything that might be productive in the community. It did not work. It did not work because the people were savvy enough on both sides to call it. In the statement that was made to everybody there, we don't want this here in our community. We don't want the influence of the Farrakhan folks in this community. From all sides. So they saved the day by calling the meeting and quit. And everybody walked out, pretty much in disgust by the fact that the Farrakhan folks had showed up, because it was an attempt to strong arm the community. Clearly, it was. It was, you know, those community leaders, we're going to show them a thing or two. These people traveled a long ways from Oakland to get to that little town too. But that was a very important little town in their strategy. There's no question about it. That was part of the problem for them. But now Louis Farrakhan, his ugly name, I mean his ugly thoughts, have popped up again. Supported this because this is the Women's March losing steam. Supporters say amid anti-Semitism concerns. Shocked that they'd have any anti-Semitism. What about anti-male concerns from these women? Marching out with the man-haters, of course. It says the Women's March, which was hailed as an international rebuke of President Trump in 2017 when thongs of activists took to the streets the day after his inauguration, is steadily losing supporters amid shocking an anti-Semitism scandal that won't go away. Well, it's the same scandal that was there when they started, because it was all racist bigotry and man-hating going on. And, of course, who's your daddy? Donald Trump was the man to be hating on, right? When this Women's March, which was nothing but a hate fest for men, being marred by anti-Semitism. These people were there at the beginning, these anti-Semites and racists and bigots. It's been going on all the time. But now, all of a sudden, guess what? They're being found out. Now we have high-profile Democratic politicians keeping their distance from the organizations. Aha. I hate it when this happens, don't you? When the truth comes out, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Yep, we're going to work within you. Okay, so, haters will be haters. Haters will be haters, and Louis Farrakhan is a hater. Now, it's kind of interesting we're talking about this Women's March. Remember the Women's March where all the pink hat, pussy cats, whatever they're called, pussy hats? No cats for you, just hats. I'm not even sorry. So the Women's March, which was hailed as an international rebuke of President Trump, is steadily losing support amid anti-Semitism scandals that won't go away. I hate it when this happens. Interesting story. Haters and racists will always be exposed. And thank goodness for our First Amendment. Right? We use it every day around here. And the element. See, how many of you know the elements of the First Amendment? We exercise the elements of the First Amendment every single Tuesday at 11 o'clock, New California. Just about all of it. Well, even all of them, I guess you could say. When we read grievances, it says the Women's March. The march will be held in Washington, D.C. again on Saturday, they say. tomorrow at the National Mall, but the controversial ties to organizers have caused the campaign to lose steam. Groups ranging from Emily's List to the National Council on Jewish Women, as well as high-profile Democratic politicians, are keeping their distance, even as other prominent organizations stand by the broom movement. Ha, ha, ha. I want to know about this one. The newly announced 2020 candidate, Kirsten Gillibrand, schedules an appearance at the March's Iowa offshoot. So, you know, that's a tough place for a candidate to be in, claiming that she's a racist and a bigot. By going there and speaking to those groups, you know, this is part of the problems that speakers that speak publicly, and I do a little bit of that, get into. Sometimes you don't know what you're tying yourself to. That's why I try and do as much research as I can. I get asked to speak at places, and I say, not for me. No speaking for me at your organization. Because there's ties. Even radio, whole radio shows and television things, actually. You just have to measure yourself. Now, here's the center of the controversy. The leaders who have ties to statements about radical Nation of Islamic leader Louis Farrakhan. Both Linda Sarsour, a Palestinian activist who has embraced the boycott, divestment and sanctions, the boycott, divestments and sanctions movement, and co-president Tamika Mallory have ties to Farrakhan. The controversy picked up after Mallory attended a Farrakhan speech last February. Quote, this is a quote, "White folks are going down, and Satan is going down, and Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off that satanic Jew, and I'm here to say your time is up. Your world is through," Farrakhan said in that sermon. Now listen, this is light stuff for him that I'm reporting here. You need to go see some of his YouTubes. Oh, YouTube loves Farrakhan and his hate speech. Yet they'll take Reverend Graham off, right? Yeah. Sarsour, in particular, has made a number of controversial statements related to Israel. She defended Representative Iman Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, when she was attacked for her support of BDS and said that the criticism was coming from the right wing as well as folks who masquerade as progressives but always choose their allegiance to Israel over their commitment to democracy and free speech. There's that word again, democracy. There it is. That's the dog whistle for tyranny. The word democracy is the dog whistle for tyranny and totalitarianism. Founder of the Women's March, Teresa Shook, called for the current leaders to step aside in November. In opposition to our unity principles, they have allowed anti-Semitism, anti-LBGTQIA, what is that now? Sentiment and hateful racist rhetoric to become part of the platform by their refusal to separate themselves. Well, that's a pretty good observation. She wrote that on Facebook. She singled out Mallory and Sarsour, as well as members of Bob Bland and Carmen Perez. Last year, Washington State chapter of the Women's March disbanded in protest because of the national group's links to anti-Semitism. Celebrity Deborah Messing and Elisa Milano also pulled their support from the march last year. Yeah. See, this is over time. The working of the press grinds this information out. Isn't that interesting? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? I do. I think it's a wonderful thing to see this sort of thing happening. Losing steam. Who's your daddy? I'm not even sorry about saying that, who's your daddy? But racism and bigotry have no place in places like that. So Louis, sorry buddy, no time for you. Report. This is now getting into the whole thing with, I haven't really covered this as much as I should have, but it's because I kind of don't want to. This is something that came out yesterday. Big red letters in Drudge. Big red letters. It says, Trump directed his attorney to lie to Congress about Moscow Tower Project. And on Drudge, big red letters, it said, Drudge poll bribed. Michael Cohen and bag of cash. Was it a bag of cash, right? I almost said something else. Dems vow action, resign or be impeached, they say. Set to publicly testify February 7th. President's ties to Deschutes Bank insights. Trump 2020 banner at high school game causes uproar. I bet. How U.S. tech is propping up authoritarian regimes. I'm going to take this one right here. Michael Cohen says, Drudge poll bribe. I read this story in the Wall Street Journal. Didn't quite get it. It says, Cohen hired IT firm to rig early CNBC Drudge polls in favor of Trump. Behind the scenes, Michael Cohen hired Redfinch Solutions, then allegedly stiffed it, and it's his boss. Okay, now, the first line is where you lose it on the article. And this is why this whole thing about Michael Cohen testifying and everything. In early 2015, a man who runs a small technology company showed up at Trump Tower to collect $50,000 for having helped Michael Cohen, then Donald Trump's personal attorney, to try and rig online polls in his boss's favor before the presidential campaign. In 2015, he did this. What's that got to do with Russian collusion? Nothing. In 2015, was Donald Trump a candidate? No. They're really reaching, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It might be nice if we turn up the pot. Yeah, we have pot here in the studio, of course. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got 10 of them. It's my pot grove. It's my soundboard. Those of you in the radio and sound business get it. 10 pots for me. So yeah, Cohen hired IT firm to rig early CNBC Drudge polls in favor of Trump. The rigging never happened, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that one out there for you. And that rigging was in 2015. A year before the election. Yep. It's kind of interesting. I'm not even going to go down through the whole story about this. There's no there. That's the point. Absolutely no there. As we get past this whole Russia collusion thing, don't you just really wonder about all this stuff? You really do. Drudge poll bribed? Never happened. Trump pulls military plane from Pelosi overseas trip in shutdown fight. Ah. He wins that one. Who's your daddy? Paper, why can't Trump make deals? No one trusts anymore. Oh, this has just popped up. This is the Los Angeles Times. Ah, no one trusts him anymore. Well spoken from the LA Times, of course, right? Real Trump supporters. Just think, the LA Times has your best interest. Senator Mitch McConnell was jolted with a fresh reminder of President Trump's capriciousness last month. The majority leader persuaded Republican colleagues to take a politically difficult vote to temporarily fund the government, but not a border wall, only to see Trump withdraw support, initiating the longest shutdown in history. Mitch McConnell can't trust Donald Trump. That's a fact, Jack, right? House Republicans learned the same lesson early in Trump's presidency when he rallied them to repeal Obamacare, then described their efforts as mean. As Trump reaches the halfway mark in his term on Sunday, he has left a trail of negotiating partners from both chambers of Congress, both political parties, and countries around the world feeling double-crossed and even lied to. Shocking. This is all coming, of course, from those folks, right? The result is that the president, who campaigned as the world's best deal maker, vowing that he alone could fix Washington's dysfunction, has been stymied as he looks for achievements before facing the voters again. 2 years in, the man who built a political reputation as a guy who tells it like it is has lost the essential ingredients into closing deals, credibility, and trust. Ah. Those are essentials. He just undermined the trust and confidence of some Republican members that did have in him, said Carlos Curbelo, a Florida Republican who lost his House seat in November, in part because of Trump's unpopularity. The president's squandered credibility overlaid his nonstop investigations, or with his nonstop investigations, is likely to imperil a second-half agenda that includes basic responsibilities like raising the nation's borrowing limit. Really? Well, let's read that again. What are they saying here, LA Times? The president's squandered credibility, overlaid with nonstop investigations, is likely to imperil a second-half agenda that includes basic responsibilities like raising the nation's borrowing limit, most essentially, as well as more ambitious goals. Raising the nation's borrowing limits. Where's this story going? What? Among those are measures to rebuild the nation's infrastructure, win congressional approval of a revised trade deal with Mexico and Canada, and overhaul immigration laws and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Now, I don't know about you. As I read this article, does it become abundantly clear that Trump is enormously successful? I want to read this again. This is the view of... Who wrote this article? Who are these people? Who is this person? Ah, Nora Bierman. Noah Bierman. Okay, there you go. That was yesterday. 3 p.m. Today. I'm sorry. I take that back. It's today. Today is when it is. At 3 a.m. he writes it. So this morning, as I was getting up and do show prep, he was publishing this. Okay. That's why it's new. But I'm proud of the president. Listen, this is what he has a problem with. This is what he has a problem with. The president squandered credibility, overlaid with nonstop investigations, is likely to imperil a second-half agenda that includes basic responsibilities like raising the nation's borrowing limits, most essentially, as well as more ambitious goals. So the president's not going to do these things. Among those are measures to rebuild the nation's infrastructure, win congressional approval of a revised trade deal with Mexico and Canada, and overhaul immigration laws and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Well, it's the president I voted for. I hate it when they prove a point. Well, no, the leftist agenda is not going to be supported by this president. I hate to break it to you, Noah. Are you still living with your parents, Noah? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now what we've got is a failure to communicate, right? I love these LA Times things when they, they tell you what the leftist agenda is. And then they criticize the president because he's not fulfilling their leftist agenda. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. That's an absolutely wonderful thing. Isn't it? It is. So anyway, this is as the media looks at it. And again, if you're a leftist, the president is not your man. Right? Okay, let's get that straight. And if you're not a leftist, the president is probably your man. That's why you like him. It's fundamental. It's a fundamental thing going on. Okay, so here, just a little bit of a side note before I get into the... We're going to get into the phone call, I believe, with Robert Thomas and what's going to be going on in New Nevada. It says, Norway readies Big Brother GPS-based taxation per mile driven. Tax each mile. It's a mile. It's something measurable. It's a mile. Tax it. Right? There you go. So, I'm serious. So Norway, in the globalist view, they're the globalist country that's going to set that standard that will, well, in the globalist view, go globally. Can you just imagine what's going to happen in Southern California? And in New York? All these population centers where there's high driving, high miles? And truckers? Oh, yeah, they're going to tax you per mile. Big Brother is here. That's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen. That's just me saying that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's the long way to get there, if you can get there. But the short way is a21r.com, a21r.com. And naturally, you want to go visit newcaliforniastate.com for all the information about the upcoming convention and so on. That's NewCaliforniaState.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.